What does dinner time cooking usually look like for you? Maybe you pull up a recipe, head over to the store, buy a bunch of ingredients special to that recipe. Our next guest says there's an easier way to cook that doesn't require that special trip to the grocery store. He says you could save time, money, and effort by seeing the possibilities in what you already have in your kitchen and embracing a little bit of experimentation along the way. It's Food Friday. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Can you make a meal with what you have at home right now? No special trips for that one extra ingredient? Or do you like to start with the recipe and shop from there? Do you have questions about how to improvise with the stuff that is laying around? Do you have an ingredient you need advice for right now, this weekend? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Wes Martin is culinary director at Milk Street. You can check out Milk Street Radio here on the Ideas Network Sunday mornings at 10. Wes was part of the team that developed the recipes for the new cookbook. It's called Cook What You Have. Make a meal out of almost anything. Wes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
I love the philosophy I see in the book. Can you talk a little bit about the driving force behind Cook What You Have?
Sure. Well, you know, I think most people really struggle with, especially with families, what do I make for dinner tonight? And they're always out of ideas. And really, this book is meant to kind of give people some guidance. It's about keeping your pantry stocked and knowing how to pair some things together. And they don't have to be fancy, you know, but if you have a little vinegar, you have some miso, you have some good citrus in your refrigerator, you can really liven up a weeknight meal without a lot of trouble.
Yeah, let's stay in the pantry or shelf or whatever for a minute. You mentioned a few ingredients. You give a pretty extensive list there of those little things that could push our normal foods over the top a little bit. Talk some more about the kind of things that are handy to have on hand when we're improvising with what we got.
Sure. Most people have canned beans, canned tuna. I would bet everyone in this country has some dried pasta of some sort. But if you add a few of what we call must-haves. And here at Milk Street, we do many recipes from all over the world. So we have the great fun of being able to work with great recipes and different flavors from every background on the planet. And so a lot of those we found we've used many, many times in a lot of recipes, and they really can add a lot of flavor to your dinners. Things like hoisin sauce, things like gochujang, that is sort of all the rage now. And you can find gochujang in the supermarket. That's a fermented chili paste. It doesn't add just heat. It adds some nice fruity warmth to a dish. Even gochujang with pasta, chicken, and green beans is delicious, and it's going to be completely different than what you might normally make on a weeknight. We also work a lot with kimchi, which you can find in most grocery stores now. Miso is a wonderful ingredient. You can make salad dressings with that. You can make glazes for fish. You can marinate chicken in that. It has that nice, earthy saltiness to it. You add a little bit of rice vinegar or even lemon or lime juice and some honey, and you have a quick marinade to toss some chicken thighs in and pop them into the oven.
Now, you mentioned those canned beans. Once upon a time, I was like, oh, I got to buy dry beans and cook them and blah, blah, blah. And then I had kids and forget about that. You have no problem at all with canned beans. No shame in cooking as I do with canned beans. Could you talk about how versatile they are?
Oh, yeah, no, you can't look away from the canned beans. They are a lifesaver. You know, if you're doing a really special dish and you're making a cassoulet or even making some homemade hummus and you want to start with dried beans, great. But otherwise, forget it. The canned bean is the way to go because you can make soups with them. You can make spreads with them. They're great to add to stews, to add protein. If you just happen to have a few vegetables that you want to cook up and you add some beans to them, then you have basically a complete meal without needing meat. So beans are a very important part of the pantry, no doubt about it.
You shared a few recipes with us. We've got them online at WPR.org/Food Friday, and there are the beans, creamy pinto bean and tomato soup. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, this is great. Here's a couple of great ingredients. You know, and if you go to the grocery store and you pick up canned things, buy a couple cans so you have them on hand and then you're not panicked when you need to make dinner. But for this particular soup, we take some tomatoes, some fire roasted tomatoes. If you buy those, you've already got a little extra flavor added to your finished dish. We throw those in a blender with some onion and garlic, chili powder, and puree that up. We cook that down in a pot for a bit, and then again back to the blender, canned beans and chicken broth or vegetable broth, puree that, mix them together, and you have this really rich, delicious, creamy soup without actually having cream or even any dairy in it. And then, of course, you can garnish that with whatever you have on hand, some crushed tortilla chips. If you've got a little bit of queso fresco cheese or even some feta, be delicious on here. So this is a prime example of the versatility of a canned bean.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Wes Martin, culinary director at Milk Street. Their new cookbook is called Cook What You Have. Make a meal out of almost anything. We've got that soup and a couple other recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Okay, Wes, our producer Rachel Vasquez says she never knows what to do with boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Pretty standard kind of meat to have around. She's worried it could be kind of boring. What advice do you have for someone starting with staring at those boneless, skinless chicken breasts and not knowing what to do with them?
Well, there is where you want to go to your spice cabinet. If you get yourself some cumin and even some turmeric, a lot of people have garlic powder, make a nice spice rub. Those can be simple roasted chicken. We have a great recipe that I think you're running as well, the chicken with apples mm-hmm. and cider vinegar. That's a wonderful recipe because most everyone has this on hand. You have chicken breast, even from the freezer, thaw them out. You want to saute some onions and some apples or even some pears if you have them. So there's a nice sweet element there. Add a splash of cider vinegar and some chicken broth, and you have a really pretty elegant meal with very few ingredients. And that chicken is really going to come to life with that bright vinegary onion and apple compote underneath it.
That's right. That recipe for chicken with apples and cider vinegar sauce we have online at WPR.org/Food Friday. Wes, based on some other past Food Friday conversations, I've made it a goal to never throw away bread. And I found lots of good things to do with, you know, bread that's not as fresh as it could be anymore. Here's another one that I haven't done much with, though. A strata, a savory quiche kind of thing with bread in it. You've got a spinach, ham, and cheddar strata as one example. What is a strata? How do we put them together?
Well, this is, you're right, don't ever throw away bread. Even the ends, the crusts, the rest of that baguette, just throw them in the freezer because this is a great base recipe. And a strata is basically, I would call it a savory bread pudding. You make a very easy custard mix with eggs and milk. You whip that together, and then you can toss literally anything. In this case, we use frozen spinach. If you've got some leftover steamed broccoli from the night before, and some cheese, any bits of meat. This is a good place to use up lunch meat if you've got some ham. And you kind of toss that all together and bake it in the oven, and it turns into this delicious, almost like a savory, if you've ever had French toast casserole. It's along those lines, but it's much, much more for dinner than the French toast probably is. And it's a great way to use up things that you have in your pantry.
I should do this more because for a long time, I was making a lot of bread pudding. My kids who don't like it were making fun of me for the amount of bread pudding I made. So strata would be another good tool in the toolkit. Now, you've got a lot of recipes in the book, and I love how you organize it, Wes. There's a thing where, like, if you have blank, here are some of the things you can make with them. Talk about that organizing principle.
Yeah, we've got a great little sort of table here. If you've got some pasta, you can make, we have 20, 30 recipes in here. That's really the key. If you've got a staple of ingredients, that you've got some canned beans, you've got some canned tuna, some pasta, start with that first ingredient and go from there. Have you got any fresh vegetables left in the refrigerator that you can use up in a nice pasta dish? Add some hoisin sauce. You can go with sort of an Asian flavors and pasta. It'll be something very different. But it's really, I think people are also afraid. I love to cook and experiment at home, and I've mixed some very weird things in my time. but just for me, I'm happy to eat them. But I think this is really how you learn how to cook. And it's how to take the things that you have, pair them together, try them out, try them a few different things that you might not normally, and see what you come up with, and you might impress your family.
I wanted to end on that point, Wes, the idea that, okay, yes, we can rely on recipes, and recipes are great, especially good recipes, but can you give some inspiration for people to have the confidence to say, okay, I got the basics down, here's how I can start to play with this?
You know, the key to that, and for any cook, any professional chef or any cook at home, is to taste as you go. And that is really the key. And you've got to keep tasting. If you're starting with some meat and you have that cooked, even if it's some ground beef and you've added a few seasonings, taste it before you add those diced tomatoes and that cooked pasta, if you're making sort of like an American goulash type of thing. But keep tasting along the way, because you need to know what you're making before you serve it to your family, just as any chef in a restaurant would before they put it out to the table for their customers. So that's really how to learn. And you also should try to use different parts of your palate. If you go look at vinegar, sour, tart flavors, sweet flavors, salty flavors, and then texture, and play with those different elements, you will start to begin to teach yourself how to put a more balanced meal together. But you can't get anywhere without tasting. You can't throw something together and throw it on the table and expect it to be good if you don't know what it tastes like while you're making it.
Wes, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Wes Martin, culinary director at Milk Street, with us today to talk about the new cookbook he and his team developed recipes for. It's called Cook What You Have. Make a meal out of almost anything. You can find a link to the cookbook along with the recipes we talked about today at WPR.org/Food Friday, and check out Milk Street Radio Sunday mornings at 10 right here on the Ideas Network.